Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining me this morning, and I'm very grateful for this, is the one and only national treasure, Simon Gear. He's a climatologist and he's a national authority actually on global warming and green issues. Good morning and how are you?
Yeah, good morning. Very, very well, thank you. I'm certainly enjoying the wet start to 2025 that we've been having.
I know, isn't it wonderful? It just feels amazing. So can we just talk about these fires in LA? And, you know, right now we don't know the cause of them, but a lot of commentary and a lot of noise around climate change, that it wouldn't have happened if climate change wasn't real. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's a little more complex than that. So that fire is a natural part of that landscape. And, you know, that entire area, you know, each individual square kilometer of that area will burn once every 30 years or so, just naturally. And the problem is that you've now got people building houses, you know, into those mountains. And with that then comes fire management plans, you know, in the forests and in the brush around those houses. And that often, rather than just having controlled burning, because it's difficult to burn, you know, there's forest. It's not like we have in South Africa where our controlled burning is usually savanna landscape, which is much, much easier to control. So the fuel builds. So when you do finally get a fire, it really goes through quickly. And that's also been exacerbated by a climate that's got hotter and drier. And they get winds quite similar to our berg winds. Yes. You know, that sort of hot, dry wind which sweeps down the mountain. And those winds getting exasperated by the increased heating in the area, and the LA area in particular has experienced quite severe drought conditions. So all of those things combining together.
I don't know what's happened to the line, but it's actually been deteriorating since you started speaking. So what the gist of what you're saying is that fire is very much endemic to that side of the world, and you know, every 30 years or so it burns. And now with the building and with the houses, you've got you've got the background of the drought, plus you have to have a fire plan. Yeah, so maybe it's less to do about with climate change and more to do with what is natural for that area. Are you still with us? No, I think we've had to let Simon go, unfortunately. That was Simon Gear, climatologist, National Authority on Global Warming and Green Issues.